G'day everyone, this is League Freak from leaguefreak.com. Just wanted to talk about some of the results this weekend. It's Sunday morning, the footy show's just started. Very weird results. I've only tipped one winner so far, and that was the Melbourne Storm smashing the Titans. I was confident about that one, but then again, I was confident about most of the other games too. Just really weird results. I mean, Penrith come out on Friday and beat an Eels team that just was so far off the pace. I don't think you can get much out of it for Penrith. Their game plan was of five hit-ups and a kick was well-suited to the conditions. But the Eels, they just come out and they had no fire. It was very strange. And then the second Friday night game, I was really confident Canberra were going to put the cleaners through Brisbane, and it just turned out to be the opposite, basically. Canberra looked terrible. Brisbane didn't look fantastic, but, I mean, when you're playing against an opposition like Canberra were, you're going to look good anyway. Then we come on to Saturday night, and we see the Titans just were terrible. They were bloody tragic. Most of their older players, too, I think, are letting the side down. Scott Prince has had an absolutely rotten start to the year. I don't know if he's injured or what, but some of their older players, and Greg Bird in that game was absolutely terrible. I think he actually got hooked by Cartwright. And so that's something that might end up becoming an issue up there. If Greg Bird's, you know, going to be getting hooked during games because he's playing so badly, eventually something's going to snap, you know. Then on to the West Tigers versus New Zealand Warriors game. I was confident the Warriors were going to win in the wet weather, and they just didn't look like they were in it. They look like they're still playing trial games. It's very strange and, you know, very disappointing, really. They should have won that game. The Tigers pack is absolutely soft, and they really should have just rolled through them in the wet weather, and they didn't. They weren't ever really in the contest, I don't think. And then the last game, the Knights winning up there in North Queensland, that's just fucking batshit crazy, quite honestly. There's no rhyme or reason for that result. So we're looking forward to the rest of the games this weekend. I'm hoping that my tipping improves. I don't think it will. But I just think that that proves that I know about football, because the results we've seen so far this weekend, they just go against every single thing you learn about football players, football teams, how games go, form. It just goes against everything. Like that Newcastle result, I can't believe that it happened. It was just too fucking weird. Anyway, I hope you all have a good rest of your weekend. I hope your tips are going better than mine. And we'll see what happens over the next few days. I'm really looking forward to CS versus the Bulldogs. And I'm hoping that Jamal Idris gets his chance to play against Greg Inglis. That would be fantastic. But there is talk that Inglis might be injured. Hopefully he gets out there. Anyway, have a good one. This is League Freak from leaguefreak.com.